Well, God bless everybody, and it's really great to share the word. This is a new year now, and I think people kind of, at least I know I do, step back and think about some things that happened and maybe look at some things you'd like to change or things that are really working for you. And last year, I started looking at prayer throughout the year in the scriptures and talking with God. And so I thought I would share a little bit tonight about the power and importance of prayer. Because sometimes I think, I know for myself, it became sometimes just, okay, I got to pray, so I need to pray, so I pray and then move on. But there is so much more to prayer. And it's throughout the beginning of time. Back in Genesis, they prayed all the way to the book of Revelations. And so I think prayer is something that is a very important relationship with God. And I think God makes it very obvious from his word that he really desires that. He really desires that time of prayer with us and from us. So we're going to look at a few scriptures. There's many, many more, but this is something that has really helped me be able to grow in my relationship with him. And that's the most important thing, is to grow in our relationship with God so that we recognize who we are in Christ and we're there to help other people. And we'll see some of that in some of the verses that I picked. So tonight, let's start at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. And I'm using the New King James Version, so if mine's a little different, that's fine. Okay, Hebrews 4:16, and it says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Prayer is God's desire for us to come to him. And he wants that time with us. That time with us is very important to him. And if you look at prayer throughout the word, you see how important it is to God. And this is his desire, his idea. And I found in my life, when I go with his desire and not my own sometimes, I always come out on top when I go with his desire. And prayer is his desire for us to come and spend time with him. You know, some people have prayer rooms or a prayer closet or a prayer list, and there's nothing wrong with any of that. But honestly, prayer, where you pray, is not the most important thing. That you pray, and that you pray from your heart. Whatever room you're sitting in or whatever list you're looking at, make sure your heart is lined up with God's heart. That's what he desires. That's what he wants. He wants our hearts to lock in with him, and we find that mercy and grace in being with him and in his presence, and that gives us the strength to help in times of need, whether it's our own need or somebody we know. So it's a really big deal to understand that God is the one that set up this prayer, this time spent with him. And really, you know, it really is just talking with God. It's sharing your innermost feelings with him, which he already knows anyway. But you know what? He wants you to seek him. He wants you to open up. And so the heart is really where prayer comes from. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. It says, chapter 4, verse 6, "Be anxious for nothing." Now, there's a big statement, be anxious for nothing. I know we've all been in situations where we've been anxious, and that didn't help anything. And God just specifically tells us, be anxious for nothing, but, there's that word, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Who do we make it known to? Our best friend? No. No. Our mate? No. Let it be known to God. We go before God and we share those things with God. And we do it with thanksgiving and the peace of God. And that's where we can clearly hear God's word, is when we're at peace, especially at peace with God and at peace in our own heart because we trust him. It says, and let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, we don't understand why and wherefores of everything that happens in our lives, but we can go before God in any moment, at any time, any situation, from our hearts. We don't have to say it out loud. He hears from our hearts and ask for his peace and help us to understand what's going on. You know, I used to write a list of things before I sat down to pray. And I started to realize prayer is not my list going to God and telling him what I want or what I think I want or what I think somebody else needs. That's really not prayer. Prayer is going to God with worship and thanksgiving for what he's already done for us and an open heart where we can ask him for wisdom. We can hear what he wants us to hear and follow through with what he wants us to follow through with. It really is a very intimate time between you and God. And sometimes you may have heavy stuff on your heart, and so you cry. I mean, I don't know about guys, but I know I do sometimes. I know guys do too. But you sit with God, and you allow God to heal and minister to you while you have your heart open to him. And it really is a wonderful time to be able to go into prayer with God and be upset and concerned about something. And when it's over, you're just full of his peace. And it's that peace which passes understanding that guards our hearts, that keeps our hearts strong in between our conversations with God or reading the word or talking with someone else about the word. The understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that's who our example is Christ Jesus. There are many, many verses in the New Testament when Jesus Christ was here operating his ministry on this earth. Many, many things about prayer he talks about and he taught. And he prayed often. And he prayed at really different times. It wasn't just a set, okay, I'm going to do this today and tomorrow and the next day, every day I'm going to make sure that I pray, you know. And so he went when God told him to go. He went where God told him to go. And it was a wonderful time for him and his father. And it's a wonderful time for you and me when we spend our time with God, not just in prayer. But prayer is a big thing. I don't know what's going on, but hold on a minute. We got a little problem. Hold on. Okay, I think we got it. Okay, so let's go to 1 John chapter 5. Kept getting a beep. 1 John 5:14. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asking him. So it's very important to be able to have that confidence. Don't be afraid to go sit with God. Don't be afraid, even if you've blown it, and sat down and said, I am so sorry, God. Even if you haven't been praying and you feel guilty, don't let any of that stop you from going to where God's voice will be in your heart. Get quiet. Just say, I love you, God. Just say, okay, here I am. Whatever it is, offer your heart. And believe me, He hears us. It's an interesting word here in this verse, towards the end, petition. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions, that we have what we asked of him. Well, you know what? That word petition is really important, because that word in the Greek means to make a presentation or a formal request to a sovereign superior, that would be God for us, for a right of grace. And that, to me, says a lot. Petitions are a little different than prayers, because prayer usually is something we're asking for. We see the need. But a petition is something we ask according to God's word. And there's a difference. Sit and think about that. Look up that word petition. And it's really kind of cool when you read about it, because the reason we're sure we're going to get what we ask is because we're asking according to his will, not my desire. Sometimes I don't need the things I ask for. And I've learned when it doesn't happen, keep moving, because there's a reason. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now, supplications is a prayer that's expressed, and a specific need is asked of God for someone. That's what that word supplication means in the Greek. It's specific, and you're specifically asking God for someone to have his help. So we can pray for each other. We can have time where we know there's a need in someone's life that we love, or someone has, you know, come to us and asked us to pray for them. And that's great, because we are here to help each other. And prayer is a major way to help people. And sometimes we don't even see it come to pass, but it comes to pass. But just remember, we have this great relationship with God, and he takes care of our needs, and he asks us to pray for one another. He asks us to be able to help each other. An intercession is to pray on someone's behalf. You know, like if someone's ill and maybe they're unconscious and they don't have the ability to pray, we can make intercession. We can make prayer for them according to the Word of God. So that is a big deal. Prayer is really very vitally important in a Christian's walk. And, you know, one of the things that I find very, makes me very peaceful, is to see these scriptures about prayer, to understand how God wants to meet us heart to heart, and not just for our own needs, but for each other's, for circumstances, like praying for the people in LA. I mean, this is a horrendous time there, and it is very important that we, as God's children, know that we may not know other brothers and sisters of Christ in that area, and we might. But the important thing is to make intercession. Pray for them. Allow God to work in your heart, because I tell you, it has power. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. I thought this was really cool, because where we're going to verse 17 through 18 is talking about the armor of God. And we know that God wants us to put on his armor by going to that section of the word. We'll read about some of it. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Those saints in California that I don't even know I can pray for. And you know, if you're born again of God's Spirit and you understand the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, if you don't know what to pray for someone, if you know someone's having a hard time but they haven't talked to you or they're not opening up or whatever the reason is, we can speak in tongues. We can speak in tongues for them. And that Spirit makes intercession from us to God about that situation. What an amazing, powerful thing God has given us through the Spirit. I mean, when I think about it, I almost go, God, man, how did you pull that off, Father? But see, that's our loving God. Where we think we can't do something, He makes it available for us to do it. And where He knows we can do it, He takes us there in His Word at times, and He reminds us. Or someone will call and remind you. I mean, God works in our lives, and prayer is a very big deal. It just helps. And part of it is just talking to God. A big part of it is talking, and the other major part of it is listening. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we can get so concerned about our prayer life that we don't keep it simple. I know I've done that. You know, I've had a list that's 20 people long or 2 pages long, and nothing wrong with that. But if that's my focus, getting that done because that's what I said I was going to do, so I'm going to do it, that's not how we approach prayer with God. We approach it with an open heart, seeking His guidance and direction, and being able to look at Scriptures and get strength and understanding on how that process works. I mean, having a relationship with God is just an amazing thing. And like I said earlier, prayer is a huge part of that. Let's close in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. There is so many verses, you guys. It's amazing when you look it up in a concordance or ask Google, you know, verses on prayer. The importance of prayer. I mean, it's all over the Word. So it started back in the beginning, that's for sure. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is God's will for us. This is His desire. And I think giving thanks to God and being aware of how much He has done in each one of our lives helps to strengthen us. It helps us to rejoice. It helps us to be strong in times when we get hit with something, you know. And one of the things that I changed last year when I started looking at prayer is I try to remember to open my prayers with praise and worship to God, to thank Him, to tell Him how magnificent He is. I mean, sometimes I just sit in awe when I think about what He's done. And I want Him to know that I'm aware of that. Now, I know God knows everything, but I want my heart open to Him. And that's one way my heart can open, our hearts can open greater, is when we go to Him, not just asking, but being thankful and praising Him and worshiping Him before we get into maybe the list or what the real need is. And sometimes what I found out when I do that, by the time I finish telling Him how wonderful I think He is, and it sounds kind of funny, but it's amazing how you feel, how it's changed my heart in prayer, is to tell Him, you know, He's the God that created this universe. You put every star in the sky and you know every name of those stars. And you want to spend personal time with me, God? What an amazing God you are. I mean, I just, it never ceases to amaze me when I start thinking about the greatness, the love, the grace, the mercy, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that He pours out into our lives every single day. So, that's what I wanted to share with you. I hope it blessed you and gives you some thought about prayer, and maybe you want to change things up, and maybe you're perfectly great where you are, but God is a God who hears us, and He answers us. And he loves spending time with us. So God bless.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you that we do have that awesome time and privilege, and not only to talk but to listen, Father, and that our hearts are still and quiet. And I pray that you will work with us, Father, wherever we're at, and that every moment of every day is a new day, and that we have so many opportunities in front of us just to love you and to love one another and to spread that word and that love wherever we go, that we're shining light. In Christ's name, amen.